Yeah. There's this guy with a long beard, and some kids comes to him one time and says, when you sleep at night, do you keep your beard over the blanket or under the blanket? And the guy at night starts in there, puts his beard over the blanket, doesn't work. Goes under the blanket, doesn't work. The poor guy couldn't sleep anymore.
Because he had to stop and think about his beard.
All his life he had done with a beard, but now he was constantly thinking about, should I put it on top or not?
I just heard somebody say, somebody who's sold lots of books and has, Seth Godin. He was saying that he's got thousands of hater reviews and thousands of really positive ones, and he never reads any of them. And he said that he would read them if he thought it would make him a better writer.
Yeah.
But he knows that reading those reviews, he's never met anyone who has read all of their negative reviews and it's made them a better artist.
Yeah.
So if it was going to do something constructive, then maybe you should.
Well, this is how I do it. See, people walk into my studio or they come to the gallery and yes. see the work, and they say something about the work.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
They say this or that. Now, my take on it is to see what they're saying. If they're saying that, oh, this is a great work, or this is awful, I don't give a damn about it. Move on. I get all these, you know, oh, you're the greatest artist, you're my favorite artist. All of these things that don't mean a damn thing. Right. What is important to me is when you look at that painting and you say, this is a great painting or a lousy painting, whatever, I'm interested to know what it does to you.
Right.
See, when somebody tells me that this makes me vomit, or this makes me feel
like
excited,
heaven, I'm in heaven, right.
Or whatever happens, that's what I like to hear.
Mm.
Because then I know that I'm
it's
communicating.
Affecting them.
Exactly, but right. I don't want to hear somebody's brain saying, you're fantastic, or you're good, or you're no good.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the brain talking. But when is the feeling?
Oh, interesting.
This is what it does to me. Your painting makes me cry. Your painting makes me get excited.
Mm.
Your painting makes me whatever. That's what I like to hear. Not to hear that your painting is great, your painting is fantastic, your painting is awful, your paintings are all red, your paintings, these don't mean a damn thing.
Right.
So for the one on the journey is the impact that guides the person.
Yes. Yes.
It's what you're dealing with on your journey, your acceptability of what you're dealing with is what carries you through. But if in the middle of it you decide, no, I don't like this, or I like this one, I'm not, forget about the journey, because you're not following it.
Right. If you could be, well, I think this stage of the hero's journey, the tests, the allies and the enemies, it is like a refining process, because you can't get too attached to the praise or to the criticism, otherwise you do get derailed. But hopefully by the time, if you can get through dealing with, it's kind of like dealing with the people, dealing mm-hmm. with others.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find a way to be able to take what you want and leave the rest behind. I heard someone say once that, it was Buzz Luhrmann in his suntan lotion song. Was it sunscreen song? He says, go to New York, but leave before you get too hard. Go to Los Angeles, but leave before you get too soft. I love the notion that you need to have some people that test you, that push against you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like boom, boom, then it's like too much. Then you're disabled. Then you're broken. But you need a little bit of it, or just mm-hmm. enough. And you need comfort. You need people that do say, I love you. I get you. You're like, I relate to you. Let's like, I'm your I'm your buddy, and you need that. There's strength in numbers. There's strength in finding a fusion art tribe or a dream group tribe or a hero's journey group, because there's something that's heartening that feeds you to find like-minded souls. And it feeds you to also, I mean, it's good to get tested, but you need them both.
And that's why I cannot live in the East Coast, in New York, or
those places. You suck.
Because not immediately they say, what's your style? What ism?
Right.
I don't belong to isms.
Mm.
That's why I live in California. Here we don't have isms. That's why I have fusion art.
Right.
It's about fusion. It's not about separation.
Right, bringing it all together.
So I'm not an impressionist or expressionist or any of these that separates. I am a fusion artist.
Mm.
I fuse them together. I fuse spirituality and mythology, like what is happening in the hero's journey for us.
Right.
It's that fusion that we're after. So when you take the journey, the parts of the journey that is hard, you got to go uphill, you got to go through different things, but you got to continue the journey.
Right.
One of my favorite poet's work is Kabir, Indian poet,
mm-hmm.
says, when you want to take the journey, which is the same as the hero's journey,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go through the dark forests, you're going to go through the high mountains,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to go through the endless oceans, and you're going to be going through these vast deserts, and somewhere in the middle of the desert you stop and you think, well, it doesn't look that I'm getting anywhere. I'm
yes.
just going this oh. thing and this thing going on, but I'm not getting anywhere.
Right.
You stop in there, you look back, don't want to go back. Go through these oceans and the mountains and these to get back where I was? Or do I want to follow this unknown
Ooh.
That is in front of me?
Right.
At that moment, you start walking, continue walking. At that moment, you have found the truth.
Right.
You have found where you're going. Because now you're going into vast unknown, and you know that I'm not going to go back anymore.
Right.
This is the hero's journey. This is,
yeah.
you have to get to a point that I am going for the endless desert of unknown.
Mm.
Something comes, a blossom comes along the way and takes me, guides me into the next blossom. And the next blossom.
Yes.
But you don't take the journey with doubt. Okay, let me try to see where I'm going. That hesitation.
Right.
Love does not take hesitation.
Well, it seems like like I said before, like in my experience, the resistance may come along with the journey, but it'll be farther away. The ordinary person in the desert would say, this is it. Let me get a rope. I'm taking myself out because look at all I've done. I've worked so hard and I've gotten, and I'm here in the middle of this desert. So I'm out. I'm done. There's always an out. And I know people who have tried to take their lives or have taken their lives at that point. And it's really like that saying, don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle, is so applies to this stage, to the test part of the journey, because it's like right around the corner, there's going to be that oasis, or there's going to be that angel, or there's going to be something if you keep going. And that's why, to me, the frame is so important, to know I'm a hero on a hero's journey, you're a hero on a hero's journey. Then you know, oh, I must be in the desert right now. I must be in no man's land. Just because it doesn't seem like everything is paid off yet, you're not in the payoff yet. That's going to come later. It does come. It does come.
But the payoff, the journey by itself is a payoff.
The journey by itself is the payoff, exactly. Just knowing You're here. Right. You're a hero on a hero's journey. That's enough.
Right. Because and enjoy.
Even, because even the payoff has its own challenges. When you get that payoff, there's like, God, I really loved. I remember hearing this woman who was talking about writing a book, and she was saying the moment when she's writing her book for like a year or two in her yoga pants every day with her hair in a bun on her head, like I'm like, she's like, oh, I can't wait till this is done and I can be out in the world and presenting this.
But the then failure's the, already there.
Right, but then the moment she's out in the world doing the book signing, she's like, oh, I can't wait till I'm back in my yoga pants and just writing. Like, it's like I love that. So it's like every stage has its blissings and it's bless and it's bliss every stage if we know that it does. And how does this relate to dreams? Our dreams often, more often than not, are about how we're being tested. I mean, so many people say, well, what's, you know, why was I being chased in my dream? Because you're being tested. There's some kind of enemy that's within you that you haven't yet loved that is chasing you. I always think of the enemy. This is the people in my Dream Life Coach training course think this is funny. I say, think of it like an enema. It's helping to flush you out so you can be cleansed, so you can be lighter and brighter and better version of
yourself. Just like the pain.